WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If I said vortex, you would immediately think tornado, most likely. But I'm really talking about an acronym that stands for the Verification of the Origins of Rotation in Tornadoes experiment. Vortex was designed to answer questions about the causes of tornado formation. Vortex successfully documented the entire life cycle of a tornado from beginning to end for the first time in history. Field operations took place in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Vortex was unique because field resources targeted a single storm each day to gather data over a complete supercell life cycle. A team of investigators operated a dozen instrumented vehicles, two mobile laboratories, a mobile Doppler radar, and two Doppler-equipped aircraft. Vortex scientists found that the leading edges of pools of cooler air left behind by thunderstorms are prime locations for later tornado formation. They also discovered tornado formation seems to be linked to the character and behavior of the rear flank downdraft at the backside of the supercell storm. Surprisingly, it appears fewer supercells and mesocyclones produce tornadoes than scientists believed, with only subtle differences occurring between tornadic and non-tornadic mesocyclones. Subsequent smaller field efforts based on these discoveries focused data collection on the storm's small hook echo region. The goal of this ongoing work has been to determine those types of rear flank downdrafts that support tornado formation and those that hinder or prevent it. Vortex 2 built on the progress made with Vortex in an attempt to answer new questions. How do tornadoes form? What exactly causes the wind to spin into a concentrated funnel? How can we tell exactly when a tornado will form and when it will die, or how long it will last? Vortex 2 had dozens more instruments than the original Vortex. The Vortex 2 experiment was designed to obtain a large number of measurements near the surface in and around the storm to better understand the relationship between storm rotation and temperature, humidity, and wind fields in this layer. Researchers carefully choreographed deployment strategies for different types of storms, and each vehicle and instrument had a specific mission. Vortex 2 was entirely mobile and operated in the central plains, where the relatively flat landscape allowed mobile radars to collect data close to the ground. Operations were held in May and June, statistically the most active time of year for severe weather. Also, storms tend to move slower at that time of year, presenting a better opportunity for observation. Vortex and Vortex 2, ambitious projects to try to unravel more information about tornadoes. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.